older adults want to remain independent and live in their own homes for as long as possible. They want to remain connected to their family and their friends and also actively contribute to the community. Mayor Jim Watson of the City of Ottawa held a senior summit in 2011 to engage local seniors and also to provide a forum for discussion for key service activities that were important to them. The findings from the summit and also from consultations with over 600 seniors were used to then help inform the development of the Older Adult Plan.
That's Kui Ko, Supervisor of Ottawa Public Health's Community Connect program, discussing the city's efforts on behalf of seniors or older adults. Ottawa is not the only city whose social service agencies are straining to meet the demands of an aging population. However, the city has distinguished itself in its adoption of a forward-looking civic strategy called the Older Adult Plan. Its efforts were recognized in 2013 when the World Health Organization designated Ottawa a member of its growing global network of age-friendly communities. One of the principal goals of the Older Adult Plan is to broaden support for Ottawa's seniors. By virtue of the service Community Connect was already providing, it was well situated to take on the work of identifying the city's vulnerable seniors. Kui Ko describes Community Connect's mandate.
This team is made up of four public health nurses, a community liaison officer, and I also have a program assistant. We are small, but we are a very mighty team. My role is to supervise the Community Connect program, where we receive referrals for Ottawa residents who are experiencing a decline in their health and or well-being, and or they're isolated or at risk of losing their home. Public health nurses work with these clients with their consent to link them with support services and work with community agencies to improve access to the help that they may need to remain safe and independent in their own homes. Our service is bilingual, and it's across the city with no age limit.
Shortly after the launch of the Older Adult Plan, the Community Connect team introduced a training program expressly designed to improve outreach to vulnerable seniors.
Our initial goal really was to train about 500 people, including staff, volunteers, and employees of businesses. But we have really since surpassed this goal and trained over 2,100 people. So the training program was really created and targeted for people who had regular contact with older adults in the community. So it was designed for everybody in the community without any formal training, but basically just to look out for your neighbors and your friends and ensure that if you identify a senior who may be living at risk and may need help, are connected to these services, and we at Ottawa Public Health will help facilitate that connection.
Some key statistics provide insight into the changes taking place in the city and raise concern about older adults who are members of marginalized populations.
The proportion of Ottawa's population aged 65 years or older is predicted to rise from the current 12.9% to 20.3% by 2031. So that's a doubling of the 65 years and older age group. So the fastest growth is actually occurring in the age group of 85 years and older, or the elderly, which will grow to about 13% of the population. In Ottawa, 60% of older adults living in poverty were living alone, were Francophones, Aboriginal people, and new immigrants as well. So they are more likely to experience socioeconomic or cultural barriers in accessing health and social services.
To reach as many people as possible, Community Connect offers the training program to any interested agencies, organizations, and businesses. But there have been challenges. In large companies, it's tough to get approval from upper management, and feedback across the private sector indicates that booking the training during work hours is too much to ask. Also, more work needs to be done to ensure that people who receive the training actually put it into practice.
We need to look at policy and process barriers, such as reporting procedures that need to be addressed as well in order to facilitate reporting without compromising client confidentiality, which is also another barrier that we're kind of coming across as well. So with the increased number of older adults and clients being referred to our program, Community agencies and organizations have also seen an increase in the number of referrals that they're receiving. And for them, with limited services and funds in place, we're encountering a longer wait list.
Community Connect tries to maximize its effectiveness and reach by connecting with other city services through Ottawa Public Health's Social Determinants of Health Unit.
Really, right now, with limited funds and services across the city, it's really become more important than ever to leverage partnerships and resources in order to ensure a much more coordinated and comprehensive reach. Therefore, it's important that we work together to ensure our key messages are consistent and to really make it easier for people trying to access city services. Knowledge exchange and opportunities to network and share resources become even more necessary.
Representatives of the various agencies that serve Ottawa's older adult population meet regularly to improve their collaboration.
Identifying potential gaps and barriers to reaching out to vulnerable, isolated seniors has led to the development of a working group to enhance the coordination of services for vulnerable seniors with complex needs, such as seniors who are experiencing a decline in their physical and cognitive health, challenges in accessing or maintaining a relationship with a primary care provider, seniors who may be living in isolation, and for seniors who are experiencing significant barriers to services and support.
Community Connect has plans to expand its efforts to reach a wider audience.
Building upon the early successes of what we've had so far, the training program will soon include an online e-learning module that will ensure that all City of Ottawa municipal staff, so that's about 17,000 staff in total, will be able to participate. Our program has also been in consultation with various social housing providers to train staff, maintenance workers, and offer information sessions to tenants at seniors' buildings and dwellings where there's a large senior population. And in addition, our resources have been translated into 5 languages, and our staff will continue to work with various multicultural groups across the city to share key messages and also to provide training with identified community leaders and their volunteers.
For too many older adults, a period of their lives that held the promise of comfort and autonomy can turn out to be an anguished and lonely ordeal. In a culture that continues to equate a person's worth with their earning power, it's hardly surprising that some seniors feel shame when they ask for help. Community Connect's training program spreads the message that we're all responsible for the care and well-being of those around us, especially the most vulnerable. It's a form of community building that can have a profound impact, and not just on those being helped.